last bout. I survived, but sadly, Dad didn't. Ironic, isn't it? I lived, but my cancer killed my father. The death certificate states that he died of a massive heart attack, but I believe otherwise. When the cancer returned, it devastated him, even more than me. Mom has never been able to deal with sickness, so the brunt of my care fell to my father. It was Dad who fought for the very best medical care. Dad who lent me the will to live. By the time I was officially in remission, Dad's heart simply gave out on him. After he died, I knew I had to make a choice about what I should do with the rest of my life. I wanted to honor my father in whatever I chose, and that meant I was prepared to take risks. I, Lydia Ann Hoffman, resolved to leave my mark on the world. In retrospect, that sounds rather melodramatic, but a year ago it was exactly how I felt. What, you might ask, did I do that was so life-changing and profound? I opened a yarn store on Blossom Street in Seattle. That probably won't seem earth-shattering to anyone else, but for me, it was a leap of faith equal to Noah's building the ark without a rain cloud in sight. I had an inheritance from my grandparents and gambled every cent on starting my own business. Me, who's never held down a job for more than a few weeks,